This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You together with Audrey Raj.
Yes, this morning we are speaking to several entrepreneurs about the Prihatin Rakyat Economic Stimulus Package, which set aside an allocation of 10 billion ringgit to support and provide relief for SMEs.
Our final guest for the day to discuss the SME supporting allocation is Edmund Tan, co-founder of popular local ice cream company Inside Scoop. Edmund, I guess just like the rest we've heard previously, let's start with what is your reaction and thoughts to the additional stimulus package for SMEs?
I think the stimulus is pretty good in my opinion. It doesn't solve all our problems, but in the F&B sector, our two biggest issues are the fixed overheads, i.e. Rental and labor. And for some companies, it's the other way around. It's either labor first or rental first, or rental first and labor second. So it actually starts to address some of the bigger issues that we are facing. The 1,200 ringgit supplement actually puts us the subsidy to be about we are still waiting for the final numbers, between 20-30% of our total wage bill. So it's actually looking pretty, like it's not 100%, which is compared to other developed economies like 70-80%. But I think the government is actually trying their best and signaling to us that they're doing their best for us as well. So we're pretty grateful for that. The part that maybe is a bit more difficult for them to execute is the rental part. It is a recommendation and a bit of tax incentive there. Whether it actually translates to private landlords actually passing that benefit to us, it remains to be seen. So we've had some conversations with our landlords prior to the announcement, but most of them were not very successful. And even if they do give a discount, it was between a 10, 20, 30% discount. Albeit there were some fairly generous landlords that went the other extreme, but majority of the landlords still stuck with a very small or no discount period. But more importantly, when the market reopens, we're actually fairly concerned about what the sales will be and how the performance will be. So that 6-month moratorium / tax incentive for landlords would be a welcome add for us.
So that moratorium on rent for SMEs is currently only for the GLC-owned buildings. But the PM did advise the private sector to also look into either giving discounts or moratorium to their tenants. Do you think this will help push the discussions again? As you said, some landlords were open and some weren't, right?
We are hoping that it will start a discussion or start a more reasonable discussion. Again, landlords will have their own issues as well, I'm sure. They have margin calls and things that happen according to like REIT prices and all that stuff. So they would have that. But at least for the private landlords, we're hoping that it would start a discussion. Most of the malls that we've spoken to have provided some form of concession, at least during the MCO. What remains to be seen is a discussion with malls post-MCO. And then for private landlords to spur them in the right direction. Let's be fair to the landlords and give them some time to process this information. I think that would be the fair thing to do.
So with regard to the employee overheads that you mentioned, you know, how do you think what the government has announced, what will its impact be? You know, do you think it's sufficient? How long do you see this, you know, holding the fort for?
So we've done, based on the modeling that we've done, any form of help is great because it actually pulls us into a territory, because our reserves are actually good to go. Like, it is, assuming zero sales, like what it is, we actually only a couple of months, but this actually it actually gives us a bit more room to play. Like, not a whole lot. We're talking about extra weeks here, but I think all we need sometimes is a couple of extra weeks before it turns around as well. So hopefully it will help tide us through. But that 6-month extension, I think it's gone from 3 months to 6 months, right, if I'm not mistaken. So that 6 months on an ongoing basis actually does actually give us a bit of confidence to continue our operations, because I do know of certain entrepreneurs or certain F&B operators that are thinking of throwing the towel now. Like, guys, let's just cut our losses and just move on and just let the people go. But this may actually change the situation, which is fairly welcoming and encouraging.
Edmund, what other areas do you think could use some additional padding or support?
The part that is a bit tricky and also involves, for F&B specifically, tricky and it involves private, contracts as well, which is where the biggest issue would be, I think, delivery costs at the moment, food delivery costs. My personal view is that at this juncture, given the situation, the food delivery guys and a logistics company actually is effectively a monopoly or a duopoly or whatever you want to call it, right? So some support during the MCO would be great. But again, I understand that the infrastructure costs money to set up, so I really don't know what the balance is to be drawn, but lower commissions would definitely help us stay in business longer, because whatever that they take goes straight down to the bottom line at the moment, especially during the MCO. And it is about 80, 90, 95% of our revenue comes from food delivery.
Right. So, Edmund, currently the MCO is slated to last until April the 14th, but things could very well change. You know, if this MCO is extended, do you think what has been announced is sufficient, or would another discussion be necessary, you know, if this prolongs?
Yeah, I think the information comes as it comes, right? Like right now, I can't crystal ball how long the MCO will be and how big a turn it will take. But if it does extend indefinitely, if it does extend for a period of an extra 1 or 2 months, then I think, of course, we will need more assistance to continue the business entity. But we're hopeful, we're optimistic that, or we're cautiously optimistic that it won't go beyond mid-May. So that's the basis that we're working on.
And what's your expectations after MCO is lifted? Are you expecting a V-shaped curve bounce back?
I'm not as aggressive as some of the other guys. I look to China as a good example. I look to that. I think a 40-50% decline for the next couple of weeks prior to a slow rise would be that, because nobody knows what the new normal is. Like, what is the new normal? Do we dine in big groups now? Nobody knows what will happen. So I think it still remains to be seen on what the consumption pattern is going to be. And I don't think anybody can crystal ball that right now, because people may go out for a couple of days and then you find another cluster and your confidence is totally shattered, right? Like, one time is fine. If it happens twice, then I think it will fundamentally change the way we consume. So that's the part that I think the uncertainty is the part that a lot of F&B operators are concerned about.
All right, that was Edmund Tan there from Inside Scoop, the popular ice cream company. And actually, on Thursday at 10:30 a.m., we'll be speaking to Edmund again on how they've been coping with the challenges faced and how Inside Scoop is affected by the MCO. That's happening on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. as part of our Powering Through the Pandemic series.
Enterprise continues on webinar at 12:30. This is, of course, in light with the 10 billion which we've been talking about right from the Prihatin Rakyat Economic Slimmers package. This is our discussion on webinar. Who will be with us is Yeo Chen Chow from FAVE, Fong Wai Hong from StoreHub, and Razif Abdul Aziz from Cradle Fund. They'll be speaking to Jeff Sandu. This is happening 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And you can follow us on live on Facebook.
Exactly. And also right after the 11 a.m. news today, it's Health and Living. Professor Dr. Tan Mao Pin, he's a consultant geriatrician, and he is on the show today. The elderly are already among the most vulnerable during COVID-19, and living in nursing homes puts them at an even higher risk. So what can these facilities do to protect their residents during this pandemic, and what can we do as family members as well? The Bigger Picture team will be speaking to consultant geriatrician Professor Dr. Tan Mao Pin to find out more. That's happening right after the 11 a.m. News bulletin, so stay tuned.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.